Welcome, everyone, to episode 2 of the Cyberpunk podcast. We are in 2022. The last episode was in 2020, and I don't think I need to tell you the reason. It's because the game hadn't come out, if you think about it, like, actually. Today, the game came out, it feels like. Energetically, vibe-wise, just, you know, when you sort of take the temperature of people towards Cyberpunk right now, after that latest Night City Wire, with Edge Runners and everything, and that's why Edge Runners is in the title of the episode. So I just wanted to chime back in, and that's very much the kind of vibe of the show. It's sort of a heat map based topic, podcast network kind of dealio. If you're familiar with the Lord of the Rings podcast or the Avatar podcast, what have you, we're doing House of the Dragon right now. And the reason I mention those shows is because of all of them, what I want to talk about right now is Cyberpunk. And that is a testament to how much good faith and good energy I have picked back up on from the community, from the creators. That Night City Wire was one of the most wholesome and energizing communications from a company, from a bunch of creators to their community, that I've seen in a long time, and certainly from CD Projekt. They very wisely had a nice change up of faces, like the faces we saw on the dev team speaking to us were completely different from the ones that we had seen speaking in the, let's say, the old era. And frankly, Edgerunners looks phenomenal. Of course, I got Evangelion vibes from it, and wouldn't you know it, some of the people who are making it were directly involved with Evangelion as well. So we're going to dive into that as well as we go along. But I figured, for full disclosure, after I purchased Cyberpunk on PlayStation 5 and dove in, I think I played about maybe a total of about 6-7 hours, and I just said, look, this isn't, it's just not ready, you know. And then what kept me, I suppose, from jumping in maybe a bit earlier than 2 whole years later, the general energy around Cyberpunk really was what kind of saw me just naturally, intuitively invest and devote bandwidth to other things. And look, we could not be in a more opposite frame of mind. I mean, Roach Racer, I think it's called, like that it's so wholesome, and like you can play it on, you know, your arcade cabinet inside the game. So I'm just really feeling it. So yeah, like coming off of that, even though it is a swirl of lots of fantasy stuff right now, with the House of the Dragon, Lord of the Rings, Cyberpunk just kind of called to me, and then seeing Keanu still kind of buzzing about it. He did look like a post-COVID Keanu. We're all post-COVID Keanus. It was very heartening. And by the way, that's to say that is also to say that he is a vampire, and our Johnny Silverhand will be with us forever. Seriously, by the time things get to where they'll get to, it's very likely we'll be able to like swap our vital organs out and stuff and really, really be living in that Cyberpunk space. So yeah, I figured I would go through this amazing update that they've announced, and kind of riff off of some of the headlines with you guys, and if there's any insights I'm able to glean, things I didn't notice. Podcasts are always a bit of a dual thing. It's not just the one-way thing. As you're diving in to riff about the stuff, you yourself are learning as well. So let's do that. So if you go to Cyberpunk, Edgerunners, update, right? Which, you know, stealthily contained the Phantom update as well. So as in the, you know, the extension, I think is what they're calling it. So yeah, the PlayStation.blog, here we go. The Edgerunners update brings together Cyberpunk 2077 and Cyberpunk Edgerunners. Written by Marcin Momot, Global Community Director of CD Projekt RED. We here at CD Projekt RED are so excited for the launch of the Edgerunners update, and with our first ever anime, Cyberpunk Edgerunners, coming hot on its heels. By the way, he said, first ever anime, so they might be thinking about perhaps more within Cyberpunk. Certainly they've done or been, I guess, maybe connected to the Vesemir anime in their Witchosphere. But this little tidbit here maybe slightly hints at future Cyberpunk anime. So, yes, as in separate series perhaps, or spin-offs. Coming hot on its heels, September 13th, we thought this would be the perfect time to share some additional insights about what the two releases have in common. Trust me, it's more than just the name. In Cyberpunk Edgerunners, we first meet David Martinez, the protagonist, when he's just a down-on-his-luck street kid, peddling black market brain dancers, XBDs, to keep him and his mother Gloria, going. Her bright yellow jacket, which is passed down to David, becomes a visual cornerstone of the anime, so it's no surprise that we chose to include it in the latest update. Franchise and lore designer Patrick Mills, who worked on selecting the items that would remake it, or that would make it, from the anime into Cyberpunk 2077, agrees. It's got here Cyberpunk 2007, so I found that funny. David's jacket was an obvious choice, as it is an iconic element of the anime that has a lot of meaning to it. We're excited for people to pick up the item in-game and feel connected to the story of the anime in a tactile way. For people who haven't seen the anime, I hope they enjoy it as a cool new jacket to wear around town and pose with in photo mode. But for people who watch the anime and know the backstory, it is my hope that it's another bridge between the world of the show and the world of the game. This legendary level item becomes an even greater catch thanks to the introduction, don't look at the art here, of the wardrobe, our transmog system. Dropping a piece of stylish gear for something with better armor always hurts, but now players can dress for the dark future without sacrificing their builds. The jacket isn't the only thing left lying around after David's explosive and bloody time in Night City. Players can also discover a new weapon, a shotgun named Guts, that packs a powerful real-world punch thanks to Dual Sensors Adaptive Triggers functionality introduced in the previous next-gen update. Combining the two worlds in a thoughtful and organic way, from the item descriptions to the dialogue, was at the forefront of our minds as we planned this update. Writer Rafael Rabraj, or Babraj, was clear about his approach from the beginning, so Raf is quoted here. We wanted to embed the characters and story from the anime in our game as immersively as possible, and I think we found a cool narrative way of doing just that. But we also wanted to make it a bit mysterious, teasing just enough of the anime to ignite the curiosity of players and push them to discover what happened to David and his crew in Cyberpunk Edgerunners. We took into consideration the personalities of the anime characters and tried to reflect that in the way they communicate in-game, or in the descriptions of the items that belonged to them. Babraj also teased that these may be two different stories, but V and David actually have a lot in common. What exactly that is, players and viewers will have to discover for themselves. That'd be cool. Picture of the shotgun there with like the teal and the pink. Pretty cool. Well, turquoise and pink, I guess. Players can also expect a brand new quest, one that leads to David's jacket and ties the two worlds together properly. Quest director Pavel Sasko worked with his team to make sure that the game and anime fit together. Cyberpunk 2077 and Cyberpunk Edgerunners share the same fascinating dystopian world, but there are obvious differences in the graphic style of the two. So we had to come up with exciting and logical solutions on how to tie them together. I asked expert quest designer Denis Markiewicz to watch the anime and pitch narrative solutions that would build upon the story told in Edgerunners and connect it well with the game. He proposed to go the Braindance route, and in fact use a clip from the anime in the game. I loved that solution, and we started exploring our options on how to pull it off. Thanks to a few other devs, our partners at Netflix, and an extra pinch of creativity, we made it a reality. The Braindance itself contains two small secrets, and I'm curious to read online when our players uncover it. When it came to creating the links between the two stories, the process wasn't just a one-way street, but something organic and collaborative. In Sasko's words, Studio Trigger did an incredible job of making Night City really come to life in the anime, and those who know the game well can easily recognize where key events take place. What I find fascinating is that at first, Trigger was inspired by the game, and then we became inspired by their remarkable work as we set out to enrich the game in the Edgerunners update. That's why the placement of the Braindance, gear, and all of the other small events throughout the quest are tied to the storyline of Cyberpunk Edgerunners, very deliberately and intentionally. The quest was designed to be an expression of gratitude from us to the fans of Cyberpunk 2077 and the Cyberpunk Edgerunners anime. The anime-related content we've highlighted here is just the tip of the iceberg when it comes to the Edgerunners update. There's plenty more in store for the game for gamers, like a playable Roach Race minigame, additional weapons, quests, and the ability to pose nibbles in photo mode. For the full list of features, visit the website and learn more about the anime here. Or better yet, jump into the game and check everything out for yourself. Cyberpunk 2077 is available through the PlayStation Store. Excellent. Excellent stuff. And we'll see how I go with jumping in on that one. I think I'm subscribed to the PlayStation Plus, so I wonder if things might be accessible through there, but that's interesting, definitely. But now, I think the even bigger thing is the Phantom thing, so let me just jump into that. 2077, Phantom, here we go, Phantom Liberty, which, Phantom Pain, Sons of Liberty, Kojima, I definitely think old Hideo is going to comment on that for sure. Yeah, on his Twitter. It's like a fusion of the two games, like their names. So, here we go. Cyberpunk 2077 Phantom Liberty is the first expansion and will not be on last-gen consoles. CD Projekt Red has announced Cyberpunk 2077's first major expansion called Phantom Liberty, announced during the Night City Wire livestream. Marks the first major addition of new content to Cyberpunk 2077, outside of its various patches that fix the game following its disastrous launch on consoles. A short teaser trailer above was released, reiterating the 2023 release date, and also sharing a handful of story details. Keanu returns as Johnny Silverhand in the expansion, and the trailer sees him warn V about an oath they just took, swearing allegiance to the new United States of America. "We're having a lot of fun with the expansion," said game director Gabriel Amatangelo. "It's a new style of plot, a new cast of characters, and will expand on a district in Night City where it primarily takes place." This wasn't the only Cyberpunk news to come out of the project stream, of the CTPR stream, and it's mentioned that more DLC to the game will be released today on September 6th, which is related to Edgerunners. Actors Patch 1.6, which is the Cyberpunk Edgerunners update, so But that's honestly where I want to begin, folks, and that is definitely why we are speaking today on the show. Sorry, guys, it's just started to rain, so I'm just getting the old umbrella out as we go around the lake for these little pod walks. All right. So what I wanted to do with this is actually not like reboot the podcast in the same way that Cyberpunk itself is rebooting, but kind of start from the beginning. So if I go Cyberpunk, right, 2077, then you go timeline, right? I've always wanted to like revisit this, and then maybe for people who saw episode one and were like, okay, cool, that's just Albert talking about a trailer like 3 years ago, you know, that's neat, but maybe we can do more. And I'm like, okay, cool, let's try that. So here we go. The timeline of the Cyberpunk series has gone through many iterations, with new source books and games continually expanding on the world. This covers the canonical timeline following the events from Cyberpunk 2013 and Cyberpunk 2020, as established by R. Well, isn't that fun? So basically, it's like started raining heavily here, and just as I was getting into the timeline, I don't know when, at what point the recording stopped happening, but that's what happened. So what I'll do is I'll listen to Mother Nature for today, but we will be back. All right, take it easy, everybody, and until next time, bye for now.